Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
What's up, everybody? It's me, it's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, coming to you once again with another hot fire show. Remember, you can listen to Situations with Sassy on all of the top podcasting platforms. That is iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify, as well as here on Bashani Radio, New York City. Well, I'm going to talk to you today about something I completely had no idea that I was going to talk about it. And sometimes that's how my shows go. I have the whole script written out of what it is my talking points are going to be. And then sometimes the spirit just hits me and the spirit just moves me to share or talk about something else. And here lately, once again, because I think I did a show about this a while ago. But once again, we have to talk about a beautiful young lady and counting her coochie miles. All over social media for the past few days, I've seen a lot of butthurt dudes saying that this young lady is for the streets, and they keep talking about a high body count. And how men aren't going to want to marry her. And that, you know, every negative connotation that you could think of on how this young lady is moving through life, not really asking any of them for shit. And is a model, an entrepreneur, she's a businesswoman. And she just so happens to be a young, beautiful black businesswoman that is high profile, with a whole high profile father. And we're talking about Lori Harvey. Beautiful girl. 26 years old. Doing what I would say most 26 year old women are supposed to be doing. And that's dating. But because she's high profile, the fellas are saying she's for the streets. They tend to think that she's adopting a male attitude towards dating. And before I finish this, I'm going to redefine dating. Matter of fact, you know what? Let me define it now. Let's go through the four phases of dating, because it's four of them. Really quickly, you start off talking. Just exchange numbers. You know what I'm saying? You might even smash if the mood strikes you. But you're basically talking just to see if there's any other interest there besides the sex. Then you're dating, where you get to spend time together as friends, but you're still talking to other people. And then there's dating exclusively, but you've cut everybody off because you're trying to get to know each other a little bit more, focusing on one another. And then finally, there is the relationship. You get it? You're talking, you're dating, then you're dating exclusively. And then once you do that, then you decide you want to be in a relationship. But because we're looking at a high profile, young black woman, there's an issue. And it's an issue with black men. Black men who have three and four different mothers, children with different women. They want to be a font of chastity and high-valued opinions when they're raising somebody else's child, most likely. And somebody's raising theirs. And I don't want any backlash. If they're not under your roof 24/7, somebody else is taking care of your child. I don't care how much money you're contributing. Somebody is there. This man stepped up to a woman with children and did what men do. I'm talking about Steve Harvey. My father did it. My uncles did it. My cousins are doing it. Every one of us has a past. And the only reason why everybody is up in arms about what this one young lady is doing is because she's high profile. You don't say shit to the person in your household, your family members, the women that you yourself lay down with. And she got miles on her. She belongs to the streets. She's been in a few relationships. So the hell what? The relationships that she were in looked to be exclusive. And listen, a couple of them only lasted a month or two. Allegedly, or according to, you know, all of these online reputable magazines, she dated Diddy for a month. She dated another dude for 2 months. She dated another dude for 8 months. Are those really relationships? Because as a woman, I'm not looking at them as something serious. 30 days, you're still getting to know each other. And maybe at that end of the 30 days, you realize that you really didn't have anything in common. And you really couldn't get over whatever those red flags or those deal breakers were. And remove yourself from the situation. I'm applauding her for knowing what she wants and not willing to settle. She's been engaged once. Michael B. Jordan was going to marry her. So it's not like her having a high body count really matters to, I guess, grown men who understand that she has a past. And if they're high profile and she's high profile, it's most likely that their information is out there for them to Google each other. If that is of importance to them. A lot of you, with your comments, and I had to post this to my social media platform, and basically I said, I'm seeing a lot of butthurt dudes saying, quote unquote, she's for the streets, or talking about, quote unquote, her high body count. She is moving how a woman, a single woman should. A single woman should date. Because single people date. I know it's a new concept for a lot of y'all to try to wrap your minds around. But single people are able to move about the cabin freely. Unrestricted. Because they're single. And that's what they can do. They have complete autonomy to do that. How they choose to do it is none of our business. But you have these same men talking about she's for the streets, and they be the same ones trying to talk to get women that monogamy isn't real. I'd rather be in a polyamorous relationship. And women would be for that if y'all would allow it with two dudes. But you always want to bring another bitch in it. And we don't have it. Yeah, I want it to work both ways. If this is how it's going to operate, it's going to work both ways. But quote unquote, I was told that goes against the natural order of things. But yeah, some of these comments, she out jail giving hoeing a good name. Ain't nobody supporting that. I have never heard a man cry the blues about all the women that their favorite rappers run through and have babies with. But yet they are so upset about this young lady's behavior as a single woman. Fragile male egos need to have been left in 2022. It's just, oh my God. And as I reread these comments, I get even more upset because we're not allowing this young lady any grace. Just because she dated them doesn't mean she slept with them. I've dated people that I have not slept with. I've dated multiple people at the same time that I haven't slept with. It can be done. It is the vetting process. Do I want this person to come into my life and they could upset my natural balance, my aura, and I've had that happen. How are our conversations? Do we have the same mindset? It's not even about looks at this point. I need to know how you feel about certain things. And maybe this young lady is where we get to the 30-day mark, the 90-day mark, the 18-month mark, the 22-year mark, whatever that time frame is. For her to work out this process, that is her time frame. And if after 18 months, she feels that she really can't see herself with this individual long term, is she wrong for removing herself from that situation? Ladies, we have a tendency to overstay our welcome in relationships. When we can feel that the relationship is leaving or slipping away, when we can feel that, not only in a mental sense, but in a physical sense, you no longer breathe the same air as that person. It smells different now. You're no longer carrying his scent and vice versa. You can feel it. And yet we still stay trying to fix it. Because you remember what that feeling was. And you're trying to get that feeling back when God is telling us that the relationship has ran its course. So instead of us, what's that Gladys Knight song? Neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye. One of us have to put on our big boy or big girl panties. Big boy draws, big girl panties, and have that conversation. And apparently this young lady is having those conversations and the men of the world are still upset because apparently she's moving on too quickly. We don't even know what her grieving process is. Did she grieve? Did she sage them away? Did she V-steam them out? What was her process? Did she yoni wand it? What? We don't know. And quite frankly, we don't care. At least the women, single women, understand how this young lady is moving. Now, in various comments, I've been called a 1, a 3, a 5, whatever it is you want to call it. Those names don't hurt me because I expect to be called certain names when I'm winning arguments. Or I don't even want to say arguments because I don't argue with people online anymore. I used to, I don't, I'm reformed. But when I'm debating with individuals and their go-to is always to bring up my looks, my weight, my relationship status as a quote unquote dig to try and get me, you know, to behave and or try to get me to shut up or to think that I'm going to feel embarrassed. But I've learned a long time ago that there are a lot of keyboard gangsters. A lot of keyboard gangsters, and they wouldn't say half the shit to your face that they're comfortable in saying anonymously online, even if there is a little, you know, picture, their little picture in the circle. But it is sad that the same men talking about they won't date a woman that they can't sleep with is upset that this woman is dating and probably had sex with the people that she was dating. Because you're not supposed to have sex with people that you're dating. When I just went through the 4 stages of sex, and sex came in at the very beginning with talking. Because that's the phrase. You talking to anybody? You could be talking to a lot of people, but is any of them... are any of them standing out to you? And maybe the ones that the one or the one that is standing out to you, you're not standing out to them. There's always a disconnect somewhere. And when you meet that connection, you try to figure it out. Sex is going to be a part of it. We understand that, gentlemen. We as ladies, we recognize that. But I was told ladies control the sex, men control marriage. And basically they meant that women can control sex, but men are the ones that control whether or not they want to get married. Now, I know that men are real simple. Very simple. Because I have men, surprisingly, in my family. And I can remember seeing my male cousins date, but when they met the one, they introduced her as the one. And it didn't take long. It didn't take 18 months. It didn't take 2 years. It didn't take 7 years. It didn't take 10 years. Within meeting her, introducing her to the family, within a month or two, they knew that that was the one. And that is how they introduced her to the family. And it hit like a ton of bricks for him. Because he was in his 50s when this happened. And he knew and he was ready. Well, no one's going to wife her with that high body count. And yet she's been engaged once and was about to get engaged again. And said no. So apparently all men aren't thinking that she has no value. The problem is that she recognizes her own value. Because she probably went from talking to dating exclusively, to being in a relationship. Because that is how you date. Fellas, y'all need to figure something else out. Something else to talk about, stick to sports, maybe, I don't know. But this fake outrage that I'm hearing from you in regards to this beautiful young woman and who she chooses to deal with or not deal with is really getting old. Again, this wasn't the show I was going to talk about. You'll hear that next week. That's it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to live every moment. Laugh every day and love beyond words. I'll talk to you in a week. Peace.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.